The Louisville Orchestra is presenting a 75th anniversary donor appreciation concert coming up on December 5th at the Brown. And they're welcoming Tessa Lark, violinist, who has made a name for herself nationally, but comes from Kentucky. And she joins me right now. Tessa Lark, welcome.
Hi, thank you.
And you are from Kentucky, yes? From where?
Yes, I'm from Richmond, Kentucky. Was born and raised there.
Mm-hmm. And from there to winning the 2012 Walter W. Naumberg International Violin Competition in New York. Can you connect these two events?
Well, it's a very long journey. I guess from square one, I started studying Suzuki in Richmond with a teacher there locally. Her name was Kathy McGlasson. Studied with her for about 6 years and then went to the Cincinnati Conservatory Preparatory Department and studied with Kurt Sussmanshaus there. And he is still there currently. From there, I went to New England Conservatory for both my bachelor's and master's degrees. And I studied with Miriam Fried for those 6 years and also Lucy Chapman. And my final year there, Miss Fried sent me an email and she said, you should check out the Naumberg competition. So I looked online at their website and I noticed that their deadline for the application was 4 days from that day.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And so I luckily had some recordings. I thought, okay, why not? Looks like a really nice prize. So I applied and they accepted and I guess went from there.
Well, I think it's amazing. It's a great story. And there must be a bit of a buzz about you, too, because you're playing a 1675 violin.
Yes. Yeah. It's a Tononi, an old Italian.
And not every 23-year-old violinist is playing a 17th century instrument.
Yeah. I'm really, really lucky to be playing it. And also, I would say most 23-year-olds cannot afford the instrument, so I'm lucky to be borrowing it from the Ravinia Festival's instrument bank for a few years.
Excellent. Now, for the concert at the Brown with Louisville Orchestra on December 5th, you'll be playing the Mendelssohn Concerto.
Yes.
Might be my favorite ever, and probably everybody else's.
Yes. Favorite,
but it is such an amazing concerto, yeah. Isn't it?
Yeah, it really is, and it's such a gem for the violin repertoire, and it is a little smaller in scope than a lot of the major concertos, which I think is probably why it might not be programmed maybe as much as the bigger war horses like Tchaikovsky or Brahms concertos, but I think it really is a perfect piece, and Mendelssohn is also one of my favorite composers because of his real gift for writing beautiful, hummable melodies, and this concerto is definitely chock full of that.
Well, I'm really glad that the Louisville Orchestra asked you to be part of this donor appreciation concert coming up on December 5th, featuring Kentucky talent like that. Have you been able to play in front of orchestras much at the age of 23? Have you had many experiences?
I've had a few experiences. Actually, most recently, I played with the Santa Fe Symphony, and that was a part of the Naumberg Prize, and have been lucky through mostly other competitions that I've done to play in front of orchestra a few times in California and also once in Gettysburg, and I got to play with my school orchestra at NEC and the preparatory program Starling at Cincinnati before I went to conservatory. Actually has countless opportunities for all of the students there to play solo with orchestra.
Well, I imagine being as good as you are, you spent hours upon hours inside a little performance or rehearsal studio all by yourself perhaps. And then now you're going up in front of an audience. Quite a difference. Can you tell us what it feels like to go on stage and you kind of have that whoosh of air going into the larger space and then seeing the people and having the audience applaud you when you come out?
Yeah, it's quite an awesome and at first frightening experience.
I imagine, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm really glad to have had many experiences before now to sort of get used to that those huge spaces. But it's very true. Most instrumentalists have to practice in these tiny box rooms, and it's quite unrealistic because you're never going to really perform in a space so small. And so the gestures of the music and the phrases that you try and convey might be smaller in scope in those practice rooms. So one has to always consider the space that they'll be performing in. And this beautiful theater here is, so it's shallow, but it's a very wide hall. So that's something also to consider, to, you know, give every audience member from the left to the right a good experience.
Yeah, it holds quite a few, but it seems like an intimate space.
Yeah, it's true. It does have a special way of making a more personal experience, though I think it holds about 1,400 people or so. Wow. Yeah, really beautiful hall.
Well, Tessa Lark will be performing the violin solo with George Mester conducting the Louisville Orchestra with Mendelssohn's Violin Concerto. Also on the program is the Mozart Symphony No. 40 and Rossini Overture to Barbara Seville. It's a 75th anniversary donor appreciation concert on December 5th. That is Wednesday night, December 5th at 8 o'clock at the Brown. And all donors received an invitation to this, but you can go to the event and make a donation at the door. So that's nice, too. That's 8 p.m. Go to LouisvilleOrchestra.org to find out more about the concert and violinist Tessa Lark. Tessa, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.